Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of either opening with "and then there were two" or opening with "be careful what you wish for." You just might get it. Well, folks, it is Monday morning and we've got a very big breaking story to tell you about, of course. As you may have already heard, Governor DeSantis has dropped out of the race, suspending his campaign, and then endorsing Donald Trump for president. It's a pretty big development, one might say, and we'll talk about it here this morning on the program. Welcome to everybody out there, of course. Welcome to everyone listening on AM 860 The Answer, everybody on 930, everybody listening along the GCN network. And thanks again to GCN. They distribute the program out, of course, to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And we appreciate their hard work for the program. And we appreciate you, everybody, as well. Kyle Warren with you. It's Monday. And, yeah, I'm raring to go. I mean, ever since we heard the news earlier on Sunday, I've just been raring to go on this because it means that things are changing very, very quickly. Now, of course, we're going to go through New Hampshire. Then we're going to see what happens in South Carolina. Super Tuesday will be on out into March. But it does appear that there might be some coalescing here, at least in terms of where the party is going and perhaps where the primary is going. And you got to wonder what they're thinking over in the Democrat part of things, the Democrat Party elite. Well, as I said, we'll talk about that there today on the program. But first, of course, I want to reach out to our adopted town, of course, of Tampa Bay, Florida. And I got to watch about half the second half of the game earlier. And, of course, the Detroit Lions pulled out a victory against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And but it was a very hard-fought game, going back and forth and evening up and so forth. So, but, of course, that last interception that told the tale. But I got to tell you, Tampa Bay has done a great job this year. We know that. And so I'm with you in spirit over there. That's exactly the way that it is. And I do feel for you. And although there is one person in this who's very, very happy about that, and that would be my father-in-law, who's from Michigan. And so at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, it is Monday edition, and we're glad to be with you this morning. The telephone number, if you'd like to be part of the program, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Uncle Rick, we appreciate your message. He says, "Good morning, Kyle. Please thank Governor DeSantis. Now we can start working on his reelection." Well, that's exactly right. I think there's a lot of sentiment out there, Uncle Rick, about Governor DeSantis even coming out and running for president this go-around. You know, polling about 6% or so in New Hampshire, that was going to be sort of no surprise there when the votes came in. That's what we were anticipating, of course. South Carolina might have been a much better fairing for Governor DeSantis. But Governor DeSantis himself talked about not seeing a clear path. And by the way, we also appreciate Richard the Marine up in from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Says, "Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 53 degrees and more rain, wishing you and your staff a great week." Well, Semper Fi, Richard, we appreciate that too, Richard. Semper Fi. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a great week, and everybody associated with the program, I know, appreciates that. And as I love to say, of course, there are a lot of people that behind the scenes, and they make this program go, and we appreciate them. And, folks, I got to tell you, once this microphone goes live, It's really something, and but I'm not able to do it unless unless there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. Okay, I tell you what, let's listen here real quick to Ron DeSantis. I think we have time for this on this side of the break. But Governor DeSantis talking about, you know, thanking his campaign volunteers, his staff, thanking everybody. He said they left nothing, or they left everything on the field, basically, working very hard throughout this primary campaign. But then he went on to talk about this idea of the clear path and so forth. I think it's important to hear it in his own words. Here's Governor DeSantis.
Now, following our second place finish in Iowa, we've prayed and deliberated on the way forward. If there was anything I could do to produce a favorable outcome, more campaign stops, more interviews, I would do it. But I can't ask our supporters to volunteer their time and donate their resources if we don't have a clear path to victory. Accordingly, I am today suspending my campaign. I'm proud to have delivered on 100% of my promises, and I will not stop now. It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance. They watch his presidency get stymied by relentless resistance, and they see Democrats using lawfare this day to attack him. Well, I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci. Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear. I signed a pledge to support the Republican nominee, and I will honor that pledge. He has my endorsement because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of warmed-over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents. The days of putting Americans last, of kowtowing to large corporations, of caving to woke ideology, are over.
So there's, again, Governor DeSantis with a pretty good sort of shot across the bow as well, making it incredibly clear. Now, I also think it's interesting because, you know, he gave his full endorsement to Donald Trump. And talking about the voters are the ones that want to give Donald Trump another chance at this. And he's recognizing that. And at the same time, though, maintaining his own independence, maintaining his own personality, and but of course saying he's going to work to help Donald Trump get elected and support the nominee. And then to talk about Nikki Haley, that's also key, folks, because as I said at the very beginning of the intro this morning, and then there were two. We're going to hear Nikki Haley's reaction to this and Donald Trump as well. When we come back from this short break, here as we begin to launch into the Monday edition of the program, Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back, everybody. Stay right there, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We're coming right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Still can't get over the Bucks. I just can't get over it. You know, I'm sitting there watching the game, and I really do think I think they had it in them to actually maybe pull it out or at least even it up and maybe go to overtime at some point. You know, but again, it was just one of those things I hate to say. But I was sure pulling for him this afternoon here as I was watching the game. But I'll tell you what, folks. I'll tell you what. We are living in some of the most interesting times ever, I think, on planet Earth. This is going to be so very important as we move through the rest of this year, heading towards this election, perhaps as never before. And that's not just, you know, trying to be fantastical or even cliche. I think it really is true. We are going to be witnessing now what appears to be the resurgence of Donald Trump, and I think the Democrats are incredibly worried about this. By the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number. You can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And I do think that the Democrats are incredibly worried about what's happening. Because what they're seeing, at least right now, at least with the Republican Party, is a lot more unifying, perhaps, than maybe we thought that it was. They can't deal with that. They understand completely that a comprehensive message and a clear message from the Republican nominee, at this point, again, appears to be Donald Trump, appears that it will be Donald Trump. But even if it wasn't Donald Trump, I think the GOP has such the ability to send a clear message because of what's happening with the Biden administration. And by the way, before we hear Nikki Haley, let's listen to what Governor Sununu
I believe, has said. Of course, he's endorsed Nikki Haley, as I recall. But he had something quite interesting to say. Now, I don't think he's a big Trump fan in the grand sense, because he describes Donald Trump as gasoline on fire. But listen to what he says about the administration. I think that's really key. Let's listen in here.
What does the future of the Republican Party look like if Nikki Haley is the nominee and then becomes the president versus the future of the Republican Party if Donald Trump is reelected?
Donald Trump is gasoline on the fire. Nikki Haley brings folks together with a record of experience. She's a winner, and she can get more winners and build more winners. That's what this is all about. Trump is a loser. Look, we lost big in 2022, and I think more Republicans should want more Republicans to win, but it only happens if we say, thank you for your service, Mr. Trump. We're moving on to the future.
So you won't vote for Donald Trump?
Well, if he's the nominee, if we have to go with our weakest candidate, of course I'm going to vote for the Republican, because that's how bad Biden is. Biden has become so bad that now he actually could squeak out a win. That's how bad Joe Biden is that America would take all that chaos, potentially, over Joe Biden.
Okay, so now, that's his opinion, of course, and obviously there is, but the chaos really is not because Donald Trump says something. It's because the left is so opposed to Donald Trump that it's willing to do virtually anything, especially when you hear things like, well, our democracy is on the line. Our democracy will be taken away. There will be no more elections if Donald Trump is elected president. He'll never leave, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's how desperate they are. And as I played this clip, not necessarily so much to show how Governor Sununu really feels about Donald Trump, and that's his prerogative. But what he said was, no, look, I would vote for Donald Trump because that's how bad Joe Biden is. So what I'm thinking about is that there are a lot of people out there who, when faced with the actual choice, right now it's all theoretical. It's hypothetical in the grand sense, because they haven't had to go and cast their ballot. We're going to start seeing this happen, of course. We've seen it in Iowa in terms of the caucus, but now we'll see it in New Hampshire. But those are primaries. I'm talking about the general election. People haven't had to come to terms yet in November and to say to themselves, okay, I have this question. I have this issue that I need to reconcile in my mind. And that is, am I better off? Is our country better off? Is the world? Talk about gasoline on fire, Governor Sununu. The world is gasoline on fire at this point. It's not going to get better. It's not going to take care of itself. It just will not. And anybody who would think that the Joe Biden administration, all the powers that be behind Joe Biden, all the counselors and all of the people and all of the policymakers, that somehow they are able to not just manage this, but prevent this, not just try to just tamp it down, but really put an end to it. How does that happen? Now, they've had their chance. They've had a really, really good chance at this. So I don't think that it's just a matter of, well, we need to have more time. We need to have a little bit more, we need to extend what we're doing right now and follow through. And as John Kirby loves to say, this president has really, shored up our alliances and our partnerships and all this kind of stuff. What is he talking about? Okay? What on earth he's really talking about? Because it's just a talking point. That's all that it is. Joe Biden and the Biden administration, they have not been able to keep the world going the way that it's supposed to go. They have not been able to prevent these things. They have not been able to lead. They have not been able to make people say to themselves, I'm going to put my head on the pillow at night and know and feel that Joe Biden is fully in charge of this thing. In fact, I saw it on an audio clip. Unfortunately, we don't have it, but I did see a clip earlier of Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, saying, oh, she spent all kinds of time with Joe Biden in the Oval Office, and get this, in the Situation Room. and saying, you know, Joe Biden is so smart and he can look around the corner and he knows what's coming for this country and he knows what's coming for the world. And it's all good. Like he's some kind of like superhero or something. And I heard that. I actually broke out laughing at that because it sounds so packaged. It sounds so much as if she was trying to say something that made Joe Biden sound like he's sitting behind the Resolute desk, that he is in charge of things, that he has a handle on things. You know, I think the Joe Biden thing would not be half as bad as it is right now if people just even thought, if they had an inkling. And again, and by the way, I want to make sure, I want you to understand, I am not trying to be mean-spirited, okay? I'm not trying to, I'm really not trying to be mean-spirited, but we are looking at what Joe Biden, how he acts and how he comports himself and the issues that are being demonstrated to us on a daily basis. If this was your grandfather, everybody would say, oh, man, you know, we need to make sure that Grandpa, you know, can take it easy a little bit. Grandpa should probably not be running this giant conglomerate company at this point. Maybe it's time for Grandpa to step down. Only because the way Joe Biden acts. There are other people who are his exact same age and older, I'm sure, who are much more capable of continuing on or running their business or doing whatever. So it's not just an age factor. It's how Joe Biden acts. So I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but nobody has this notion that he's sitting behind the Resolute desk, that he's got a handle on it. And as I was saying, I think that if people just even thought that Joe Biden had a handle on things, that he could discuss subjects, you know, in a sit-down interview or even at a press conference. And remember, I think they didn't even have a year-end press conference, basically, if I recall correctly, and because they can't put him out there in front of everybody for fear of what he's going to say unless it is highly scripted. Even when he talked about, you know, these Republicans on the border and all, which is a bunch of malarkey, by the way. I'm going to borrow that phrase from him, the malarkey statement, as we'll now call it. You know, he was clearly, you know, reading this from a teleprompter or something because it was just too well done and flowed too well. And it's, again, it's unfortunate. But I think as people look and see what's happening to Joe Biden, they're going to say to themselves, you know what? Donald Trump may say this or that from time to time. He may be gruff or he may be some other personality trait that they just don't like in terms of having somebody over for dinner or something. But they will see that the failure of the Biden administration has been so utter and complete that maybe it's Donald Trump who can come in and try to fix this. That's what I think the feeling might be. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Millions of Americans are waking up freezing today as another Arctic blast is in the eastern half of the country. Wind chill alerts stretch from Montana to Florida with freeze warnings in effect across the South and Gulf Coast. Folks in the Great Lakes and Northeast are also cleaning up after lake effect snow. Overall, nearly 60 weather deaths have been reported across the United States in the last week. Panera Bread's caffeinated charged lemonade drinks are at the center of another lawsuit. A woman filing a lawsuit in Delaware last week alleging that she suffers long-term and permanent cardiac issues after drinking charged lemonade. Two previous lawsuits blamed the lemonade for the deaths of a Florida man and a college student. And President Biden has nothing on his public schedule. He remains at his beach house in Delaware. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I'm going to put him in the
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hot sun, beating down, burning my feet, just warming.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we, of course, race through this Monday edition. We hope that you got a great week ahead of you. I think that we do. I think that you do. And whatever plans you have this week, I hope that everything is a great success, of course. But it all starts on Monday. And we can't change the idea that it is Monday. We can't change the fact that Monday comes along. But here's what we can do. We can have a great time here on this program, for one thing. And for another, we can keep you informed, and we can talk about these different issues, of course, that are going to be affecting us all, that do affect us all, no doubt about that. All right, so we heard what Governor Sununu said, and part of that is his opinion. I suppose he's entitled to it, of course. But here's the thing. We're going to talk, you know, when you're talking about having unity, now, whether or not Donald Trump can get all of those, get independents and others, to come over and vote for him. That's what we're talking about last segment. And I do think that there's still a possibility there. It's not going to be easy. So we don't want to have any kind of illusion about that. We don't want to have any kind of a view that says, well, you know, it's Joe Biden is terrible, so therefore it's going to be easy. No, it's not going to be easy. But here's how you try to cut through all that. And that is the campaign, literally from this moment forward, perhaps it needs to be focused on the national election, focused on the message, focused on what's going to happen day one. And, no, you know, of course, well, day one, Donald Trump says he's going to be a dictator. Well, you know, come on. Of course they're going to keep saying that. But the actual people who want to think about their vote and feel good about their vote and realize that maybe this is the only way to actually try to put things back together the way that they should be, they're going to want to hear the message. They're not going to want to hear all of the nonsense about being a dictator and all this other stuff. It seems that, and again, the only other real variable here, of course, is going to be these trials. And so, it all depends. It has not yet made Donald Trump lose his massive support from the GOP. And also, it's important to note too that where Nikki Haley is concerned, now she's going to try to really capitalize on this, as any candidate would. That's her job to do that. But the Republican Party, as now constituted under Donald Trump, under his under sort of his banner, for lack of a better term, and his influence, that's going to be incredibly hard for any other candidate to overcome. Even if you're a candidate like Ron DeSantis, who is a fine man who has who would have the ability to be president, there's no doubt about that. But even he, with many of those same kinds of characteristics of policy and vision and things like that, even Ron DeSantis was not able to overcome, and as he kind of said himself, the voters have made this choice. They want Donald Trump to have another chance at this. And by doing that, I think that was very astute, by the way, on the governor's part. It was very astute for him to do it and do it the way that he has done it. I think it maintains his integrity. It maintains his viability. And the burying of the hatchet has happened now literally at light speed. Donald Trump has gone out now and said, well, we're retiring the name Ron DeSanctimonious. I've often thought in this go-around, you know, post-2020 and now in the 2024 election, I think that some of the shoot from the hip and things like that, that's some of the things that Donald Trump has to be aware of in terms of trying to either get back voters or to give that that impression of, look, you know, those 4 years ago, these people all said the adults had to get back in the room. Well, look what the quote unquote adults did. Now, listen to me, he could say. Listen to me. I've been in business my whole life. I've had to do adult things my whole life. You don't build multi-million-dollar real estate empires, you know, and even just build a building, you know, that stands up forever if you're not an adult. If you can't make adult decisions, if you can't actually work the problems. And again, by the way, I'm just going to say this parenthetically because I think it's important. The notion that Donald Trump brought into the realm of politics was something that is so alien to the realm of politics, because in the realm of politics, many times candidates will simply say, we have to solve these problems. So it sounds like a sentence, right? it sounds like words. It sounds like I have an objective here. What do we want to do? We want to solve these problems. But they don't really do that. And I'm just saying that in a general sense, as people kind of have this perception of politicians and how things work in politics. Well, Donald Trump comes into the realm of politics with this alien notion of actually solving the problem. And I don't mean in some pell-mell or willy-nilly way or just, you know, offhanded, well, just do that and it's all. You know, I don't mean that. What I mean to say is that if you are putting up a building in downtown New York and you run into a problem, well, if you don't solve that problem, the building will not be solid. It won't be substantial. And so to Donald Trump, after, you know, 40 years of being in the business, he looks at things to say, this is my thought, of course, he looks at things to say, we need to solve this problem. Give me somebody who knows how to solve this problem. Have we solved the problem? Yes. Here's how we solved it. Good. Now we can move forward. That kind of thing. In politics, you can talk about solving the problem, but you don't really have to solve it because 2 years from now, 4 years from now, this is where the Democrats absolutely excel. The Democrat Party elite, the Democrat campaign machines, these kinds of things, they come back in and they say, we got to fight for you. you have to understand that we are fighting for you. And watch out because, you know, this is going to be a Beatlesque reference here. The Blue Meanies are coming, right? Here come the Blue Meanies. What is that, from Yellow Submarine or something? I'm pretty sure. But this notion that, or you know, the boogeyman is coming, and so we have to keep fighting for you, and we're going to solve this problem, and we are going to make sure that there's a bigger program for this, and we are going to get this thing done, and it never gets done. But another next campaign cycle, guess what we got to do? We got to fight for you. We got to make this thing happen. Well, Donald Trump, you know, it's kind of like a non sequitur to him. Why don't you want to just solve the problem? If we solve the problem, like, we could solve the problem of immigration. We could solve the problem of Social Security. We could solve the problem of this or that. We can solve this international problem. We can solve the NATO problem. Oh, well, Donald Trump's going to dissolve NATO. No, I think Donald Trump, in the grand sense, because I don't see NATO dissolving anytime soon. I don't think that it would actually happen. But what I think that he was able to do is to say, but why do we pay this amount for NATO when other countries aren't contributing, quote, their fair share? Why don't the Democrats get on board with that? Because don't they love to make everybody, quote, pay their fair share? Oh, I forgot. It's only when it comes to taxes and only when it comes to trying to gin up class warfare against one another. That's what pay your fair share is really all about. It has nothing to do with filling the coffers of the government fairly and making sure that everybody's contributing so that the Democrats can go to the coffers and then righteously spend the money and this kind of stuff. That's not it. It never has been, right? But you kind of get my drift here. You kind of see where we're going here. All right, so we're going to get ready to come up here on the break here in a minute. But, folks, don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. We've already heard from Uncle Rick. We've already heard from Richard the Marine. And we'd love to hear from you, too, 949-822-7959. When we come back from the break, we're going to have a great song. It's Country Music Monday, everybody. And we're going to hear a great country song. Keep you going. Get you started this morning. As I said, it is Monday. Not much we can do about that, but we can sure make it fun, enjoyable, and we can absolutely have a great time, as we always do here on this program. And once again, folks, we love to hear from you. We love to know that you're there as we go through the wee hours of the morning here on the radio. Wherever you are this morning, whatever you're doing, we hope that you're having a great morning. And we're glad that you're along with us. We're glad to be along for the ride with you as well. So get some coffee, get some snacks, get something. And we're going to come right back right after this. Kyle Warren with you, coming up on the other side of the break.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through the Monday edition of the program, everybody. And we're glad that you're there. Glad to be with you, of course. And right now, of course, we're going to take a look at some of our national weather here in just a few moments. But those of you new to the program, those of you just joining us, those of you finding us out there in the overnights across America, we want to let you know that at this part of the program, hour number one and hour number two, we love to play a song that kind of gets you going, gets your blood pumping, gets you moving, especially on a Monday. And, of course, on this program, we've designated Mondays as Country Music Mondays for our listeners out there. We find some great country tunes. And so just right during the break, though, I've done this once or twice before. I called an audible because, I don't know, just something hit me, and I thought, you know what we need to do this morning? We need to start off maybe with something that's just really going to get everybody going, a little bit of Jerry Reed, the great, late, great Jerry Reed. This from back in 1978, from Pop Goes the Country, Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down, put it up and truck it. We got to run this again, we got to. We got to.
Tell you folks, I think I did the right thing by calling the Audible this morning and just making that last minute change. Sometimes I love to do that, and I think it's paying off here this morning, only because, you know, that's one of those songs that you can't be unhappy, right? You can't be sort of down. I mean, you are Eastbound and Down, but you just can't be really down. It's really that kind of thing that just. So it's one of those songs that is just absolutely uplifting. you just have to smile. You know, another song that sort of approaches that, right, is Crazy Little Thing Called Love. That kind of thing. You just can't be unhappy when that song's playing at all. So again, that's the late great Jerry Reed this morning, and I really do miss him. And what a talented musician and actor. And, of course, he's the snowman, always will be the snowman. All right, folks, this from the National Weather Service. Heavy rain, freezing rain over parts of the southern plains, lower middle and Mississippi Valley, moderate rain, freezing rain over parts of the Great Lakes and northern Ohio Valley. Heavy snow for the Sierra Nevada mountains on Monday and higher elevation snow across the west. Moderate to heavy snow over the Great Lakes on Tuesday. There is a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of Northern California, Southern California, and Western Gulf Coast, Lower Mississippi Valley. I'll tell you this, it wasn't really supposed to be raining too much on Sunday here in Southern California, but it did. It did rain, just a light rain, not a lot. But the heavier rain is supposed to be coming in probably about the time we're signing off for the show this morning, and then through Monday. There are some flood watches and so forth, but I understand, I think, Northern and Central California is really where I think a lot of the power of this is going to be. High pressure over the Central Appalachians and Mid-Atlantic, Middle Mississippi Valley will slowly move over the Western Atlantic by Tuesday evening. Cold air associated with the high will linger over the Central and Southern Plains, Middle Mississippi Valley, and Great Lakes and Ohio Valleys. In addition, the flow around the area of high pressure over the eastern U.S. will stream moisture northward from the western Gulf of Mexico combined with upper-level energy, which will aid in producing rain over parts of eastern Texas into the lower Mississippi Valley on Monday into Tuesday. The moisture flow will also produce showers, thunderstorms, heavy rain over parts of the western Gulf Coast and lower Mississippi Valley. Therefore, the WPC has issued a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the western Gulf Coast and lower Mississippi Valley. So be aware of that. And this is from Monday into Tuesday morning. The associated heavy rainfall will create mainly localized areas of flash flooding with urban areas, roads, and small streams the most vulnerable. And then, of course, on Tuesday, the showers and thunderstorms will continue over eastern Texas and lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys with heavy rain. Let's see. For Monday evening into Tuesday, the freezing rain and moves into the Great Lakes, northern Ohio Valley, creating moderate rain and freezing rain over the region. And that's going to continue over parts of the Central Plains and to the middle Mississippi Valley. So you want to be careful out there, everybody. Again, the steady flow of moisture is going to be over the west right now. Snow will fall in the highest elevations from the Pacific Northwest to the Southwest. So there's a lot of weather. There's just no doubt about that. And we try to make sure that you're updated on this. Taking a look at our radar map right now in terms of precipitation, we are seeing a lot of that rain up there for our listeners. For example, in Seattle, listener Joan, I'm sure, has battened down the hatches by this point. Lots of rain all the way from the border of Canada down through Seattle, all the way down Interstate 5 through our friends in Portland, Oregon, Salem, Oregon as well. So be careful there. Now, this is going to extend out from Portland eastward From Longview, for example, eastward, over into the Yakima region, Walla Walla, looks like rain there, but snow and so forth in the Yakima region right now. Looks like rain mixed with snow over along I-90 through Ritzville up to Spokane, so be aware of that. Then if you're heading down through Weiser or Payette, I-84, you're heading towards Boise, Idaho. You've got some rain mixed with snow in that area. Boise looks clear right now. But again, Northern California, Central California, this includes Redding. So all this is Interstate 5, Redding, Chico, down through Sacramento, down to San Jose, and then parts of California 99 down towards about Oakhurst. Lots and lots of rain happening right now. Lots of rain off the coast of Southern California, and we may see that come in. Houston, right now, San Antonio, Corpus Christi, all kinds of rain. Dallas got some rain mixed with snow, and it turns into snow moving northeast up through Missouri, up towards Davenport, Iowa. So be careful out there, folks. There's a lot going on right now. We're going to continue next hour. We'll take a look and see if we see any major changes. But once again, be careful out there. Once again, folks, we do want to hear from you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call, especially when we come back from the top of the hour news. We're going to head out to the top of the hour here in just a few moments. And don't forget, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message. So the big question for you is, Is it over at this point? Are the primaries essentially over? Does Nikki Haley have the ability to really do something in this? Can she capitalize on Ron DeSantis leaving the race? Or will most of those voters for DeSantis and even for Ramaswamy simply head over to the Donald Trump camp? So that's my question to you. How's that going to work out? We'll talk about that. Give you my impressions when we come back as well from the top of the hour. Everybody stay right there. Hour number one is in the books.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.